WJMS Radio.
Adrian, and today I got an interview with artist Quavy. Today we just went from things from influences to how to take negative feedback and just the state of music nowadays and everything. So enjoy.
I know you've been making music for a while. You know, I've been following, just us being friends and stuff, you know. I've been following you making music, and I can see like a real progression and everything with what y'all are doing. Sort of what, how would you like describe like the music you make?
I would say I describe the music we make as just, may we make what we feel at the time. So it could be anything. So I would say I put us in a box because we have so much different types of stuff. So I would say we, for the most part, it's R&B and rap. It's not hard rap. It's not, but we use melodies. We use, like, we just say what we feel. That's all. That's the best way to describe it. I wouldn't describe us as just rappers, but we use words and we use poetry. That's what, like, a lot of that. So,
yeah. I feel that for sure. Yeah, so, like, with your newer stuff, I definitely, like, see that. I mean, you in particular, because I know you, obviously, you know, Lost Boys and all that, you make music with Benny. And he's more, like, I don't want to say traditional, but in the sense, like, he mostly raps. And then I know, like, from a lot of your older stuff, you always had, like, the melody and stuff in it. With, you know, mixed with the rap and stuff like that. So like what is your like influences behind that style? Like what stuff do you think made you want to start making music?
Honestly, I always wanted to make music, but really, like, if you want to go all the way back, I probably just listened to Lil Wayne. Just I always wanted to make music because I liked the way his music made me feel. So I was like, I want to make people feel like this one day. But yeah. I never, like, imagined that I would ever do it. Like, you never think that you're going to do certain things. But really, what made me just want to start doing it was probably seeing how, like, kids my age, like XXX and Ski Mask and all them, I just seen them blowing up. And I'm just like, I could do this. And they're just like me. So I was like, yeah, he really inspired me just watching his first interview. And really, my biggest inspirations, though, for my sound and everything would probably be, I listen to a lot of R&B, so probably a lot of Party Next Door. Rap influences, I say Playboi Carti. Tame Impala, I really like their production, so
yeah,
I kind of think about that a lot.
Yeah, that's really cool. Definitely, like, I feel like Tame Impala, like, I saw, I don't know if it was a video on Complex or Genius or something, but they were talking about how, like, it's, like, rapper's favorite rock band, like, Tame Impala, or, like, alternative band, like, just, like, and how, I guess just their sound attracts more, like, rap fans than it does, like, traditional, like, alternative fans and stuff like that. I think it's because, like, now there's, like, sort of this whole wave where, like, synths are really big, like, really luscious, like, full synths are, like, super big right now. And, like, that's, like, a thing that you see in most rap music nowadays. Like, I know, like, that's, like, the main thing people liked about the new, like, Drake and the Pain 1993. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, the main thing people liked about it was, like, the synths and stuff in the beat, you know? The beat in that. I feel like if somebody, like, listen to your music, they can sort of see those influences.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, we got some new stuff coming and that nobody's heard, that is really heavy on that, and I really think everybody's gonna love it. So, yeah.
I mean, we already, I listened to Love Lost, like, I was listening to it. Benny sent me it when y'all first released it, before y'all, like, put all the I guess like a marketing out there for it. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was messing with that. I really liked the first beat. And I think my favorite one is the Love Lost song though. Out of the two. But yeah, those are hard, and I can definitely, you know, see the direction y'all are going in. I think y'all had like a clear vision and y'all executed it pretty well, even in just those two songs. It was cool to see, you know what I'm saying, y'all meld that together and all your influences, everything. I felt like y'all really like tried to be yourself instead of like trying to make something that's like, you know, cool or whatever, you know, people might like it. Like it seemed like y'all just were yourselves instead of like trying to appeal to something. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. That's exactly why we tried to do it like that.
Yeah. As far as like production goes, who do you feel like has influenced you the most?
Production-wise, of course, Tame Impala sound, but for the most part, me personally, I would say Cardi. Cardi really kind of appealed to me I've always liked Cardi's voice from back then. And Party Next Door, the reason he influenced me a lot because he really has a hand in his mixing, and like he really, a lot of his stuff he did on his own, so that kind of influenced me. And of course Tyler, Creator, because he does all his stuff, like, and that really just when I learned that he did all his stuff, then I was like, this is what I want to be able to do. Even if I fail a couple times, I just want to be able to have full creative control of everything. Like, that's what's important. Yeah.
Definitely. I agree with you 100% on that. That's one of the things that really made Tyler, like, big for me, like, growing up, is, like, seeing that you can, like, he really embodied, like, being able to just do what you want, like, and just sticking with what you thought was good and not like switching up for anybody and that whole aspect. Cause I remember like same as you, like when I first heard, I was like, I thought it was really cool that he made pretty much everything that he was on all his albums. I think out of all of his albums, like there was only one song that he didn't produce on Goblin or something.
Yeah, he said. On some interview or something, like,
I think maybe it was Flex on the Funk Flex interview where he did that freestyle.
Yeah,
I think that's
what
he was. I think Transylvania on Goblin was like the only song he never produced on his album.
He said one of his friends helped or something like that.
Yeah. Because I remember, like, you know, back in the day, that's like what we used to be listening to and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was like, that they were big on us.
It was a culture shock for everybody.
Sure. You're like in seventh grade and you're like seeing this and you're like, this is against everything that like my parents have told me.
Exactly.
But it's like,
captured you.
Yeah. And you just like, I gotta at least try to listen to it. And then you see, then you look deeper into it and you know that it's not like on no devil worshiping stuff. It's just like anti. Sort of like on some kind of.
Yeah, you just feel the vibe. Like, you just feel he not that type of person.
Yeah.
You just feel that out instantly. You just like, it's okay to do cool, unique things, but if you're not, like, it's okay to do different things, but you don't have to, like, he didn't make it seem like he's a demon. Like,
he's
crazy at the time. He just made it seem like, I'm gonna be creative over here and just be myself. Over here, like, I don't know how to explain it like that.
No, I think that what you said is like perfect. I think that's like definitely I don't know, I can't say like definitely what he was going for, but I think that that's what made people like him so much during that, or like kids like him so much, because I know like grown people kind of hated him, but during that time, but like us and like, you know, kids in high school and middle school and everything, everybody, you know. And that's the same still to this day. I think he still has that fan base of like younger kids.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, how do you still have the same fan base? Like, he just keeps capturing these little kids, like, same age group.
Mm-hmm. I think his age group is more like broad now, but like it's kind of like, I mean, I think it's similar to like Kid Cudi, because I feel like, you know, Kid Cudi like always had the same, has always had the same fan base, you know.
Yeah.
Like people who feel like alone, I guess. Or I mean, I always loved Kid Cudi. I don't necessarily like feel like that. He's a big influence for me. As far as like putting like emotion into a song, because I feel like he's one of the best at that, like of making you like feel emotion from listening to a song. I don't think there's like any artist that does it better than him personally. But
see, I've never been super into Kid Cudi, because I just never dived into it, but I always found him interesting, like day and night. Like from then, like that's what really caught everybody onto him. Well, me personally. So from then, I was always intrigued, but I never just got into it. Like, I don't know. I've never actually just searched up a song and listened to it. But I do like some of his features on Kanye's songs. And
yeah.
I just never really got into it. I don't know. I never disliked it, though.
Yeah. I think he is for everyone. Like, he's not like one of those artists like Kanye where it's like everybody can like him. I think he does have like a specific style that you have to just like and be intrigued by. But
it grows onto you.
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like that very particular thing where it's like grows on you is something big with like y'all's music too.
Yeah,
I feel like you kind of go for that. I don't know, like, I might be reading into it, but I listen to y'all's music and I like, it grows on me every time I listen to it. Like, I like it, and then I'll end up liking it more, like, more times I listen to it.
Yeah, that's what I want, because you feel like you, it, I don't intentionally do that, but I don't know, it's just, music is powerful like that, I feel like.
Yeah.
That happens to me sometimes. I'm like, how is this their intention when they make this? But it's, I don't think it's ever anybody's intention, really. But yeah, it's always way more powerful when that happens. When it grows on you, it feels so much better.
Definitely, yeah. Like it, I think like that's the only way to have like longevity is if you're capable of like making music like that. Like, cause I feel like a lot of people nowadays strive for like the opposite. They just want like a big hit. And that's it, like, you know. But there's, yeah, like, you might make a bunch of money from that, right? Like, you might make a bunch of money from a Gucci gang and then quitting or whatever. Yeah. But there's no longevity in that. And so, like, there's no longevity of a career in it, you know. You're never going to make, like, timeless music like that, I feel like, you know.
Like, that's exactly my thought.
Music like that is very time... It's like, you know, whenever an artist gets lucky, like a break, and then they have a big hit like that, that's always like a time-specific song. It's not like timeless, you know?
Yeah, it's like a period piece. It's art back in the day. Or like, I don't know, it's so popular during that period.
Yeah.
But it might catch on later on. It's possible. But it's not going to be timeless. Like, you can listen to it all through the years and it still give you the same feeling. Like,
yeah, yeah. You have to wait like 10 years to listen to it again and it'd be fresh.
So I try to go for opposite of that, because I don't really understand how to make a hit. Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
I be telling Benny, like, he kind of wants to make a hit. Like, he feel like, because, I don't know, he wants something that resonates with the hood people, I feel like. So, when he listening in his car. But me, I feel like if we make it mean something, it just means so much more. Like,
for sure, yeah.
We put our, just say what we feeling in there. So, if it's something I don't like, he usually tell me what I don't like. I mean, what he don't like, and I tell him what I don't like. And we just okay with that for the most part, because I feel like we got good taste.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. You can definitely, like, hear that when you listen to your music. For sure.
I'm glad you told me that, because I sometimes think that I don't have that. I don't think people see that I have good taste, like in our words, like word choice. I feel like it's lackluster a little bit, but of course we're gonna improve. But
yeah, right? Like there's always improvement, you know. I think, and like you said, like it is down to taste, and so like it's hard to put something out there. Like you have like an idea, and you have a very, you know, like in your head, it's like working, right? And you listen to it, and it's like, okay, yeah, that's what I was going for. And then it can be the fact that somebody just doesn't like that, and like that, like, you know, I've run into that. You know, I like making beats or whatever. I have like a beat that I really like, and there's like intentional stuff that I put in it or something like that to make me feel like a certain way, like how I want to feel when I'm listening to the music. And then yeah, I can send it to somebody and they can be like, I'm not feeling it, you know? They just be like, I'm not feeling it. And it's happened before, and you got to just be like, well, yeah, like you can't like just be like, okay, I'm going to change the whole song. If that's how you intended it to be, and I feel like you just gotta move on. As long as you genuinely still like that, like, ain't no reason to change it, you know?
Exactly. It's your thing.
Yeah.
God didn't, I don't know if God did this, but God, I mean, I imagine he created everything in his image, not someone else's image. So yeah, that's what creating is.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Exactly. Like, when you create something, it's always, I feel, yeah, like that reminds me, or that just brings me to, like, you know, say that I think that is true. Like, maybe that's the difference in between like longevity and like brevity, is like, and something in longevity you create it in your image, and stuff in brevity you might create in someone else's, or what you think other people would like about the
song. It definitely made sense in my mind the way you described.
Yeah, definitely. And so, like, that's pretty much how y'all, I guess, like, we can get into your process. And so I guess that's how you sort of go about making your music, is you try to piece things together in a way where, in your head, it's working, and you're not necessarily thinking of outside things while you're making your music, of, like, oh, like, I'm gonna make a song that, like, I don't know, the party next door would listen to and be like, that's cool. You're like making shit to be like, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I when we go in there, we just freestyle whatever comes to our mind and whatever we feel. Like me personally, I don't know what Benny, I mean, I think he does the same thing, because we think pretty much alike. So it's just whatever we feel like. Say, like, we say something that we really feel, like, it might be, like, something really vulgar or misogynistic, like, or just something simple, like a love line, like a love bar, something about love or something about what we went through. We just try to go live through the music. So, basically, like, yeah, we just get on there and we just say what we feel, and if we feel it, We can tell off rip. Like, you can tell when somebody says something and they mean it or they don't. So we just roll with it. Like, boom, we feel that, and we're like, nah, that don't sit well. And we just try to just keep flowing, because it's supposed to be a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's usually what we do. It starts off with freestyles most of the time, though.
Oh yes. Oh, okay. So y'all like we're freestyling. Y'all, you might catch a bar or something that you really like, and then you center the whole song around it?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do a lot of times. Nice, yeah. But sometimes sometimes it just comes natural. Like, we can write a whole song off nothing, and it just feels good. So it's like just different things you might feel. Like, sometimes you hear a beat,
mm-hmm.
and you know exactly how you want the song to sound. Sometimes you hear a beat and you're like, I want this beat so bad. So you really focus and you get down and boom, you slowly just piece it together and it becomes good. So
yeah.
It's just, yeah. But freestyling definitely helps, because it gives you lines and stuff that, like, it just comes to your head and you're like, boom, I can put this in here. And Benny's really good at that. So that kind of feeds off. I'm a writer more than a freestyler. He freestyles very well. He usually just goes. When we first start, he usually write his verse like as soon as we get there. Like me, I might have my stuff already written out.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What was you about to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, that's always the thing that, like, has made me not rap is, like, I hate writing and I also hate freestyle. Like, I feel like I'm not, like, good at either of those things. And I always, like, you know, like, it's just fun to, like, mess around. But that's something that I really, like, what makes me like just music in general and when people, like, write something. And like have lyrics, it's like always so crazy to me to hear like what people come up with because like it's something in me that I like never would picture, like I couldn't picture myself like making or writing something like as good as like, you know, like maybe a Jay-Z verse or something like that. Always like a really really good like Jay-Z verse or something like that is always gonna amaze me. Or even like in singing, or like Frank Ocean, like when he's making stuff, like the stuff that he comes up with to say and how he says it is just ridiculous, you know? Like, I'd be like, that stuff has always amazed me because I that's something that I can never, I feel like I can never do. Like, not to put like a never out there because you never should say that, but like that's something I'm always amazed by because I'm bad at it. So,
I think everyone thinks they're bad at it until someone likes it because.
Oh yeah, honestly,
right. I think I'm bad at it, but some people just really like it, and when they say it back to me, it usually just sounds so corny, but it kind of makes you smile though because you like they like that, like you really like that, and that's really how it is.
Yeah, for sure. If that too, like I guess like accepting, like another thing about like artists and stuff is. Like you said, like you feel like everybody sort of maybe feels like their stuff is bad until somebody likes it.
Yep, that's exactly how it is.
Like, that makes me think about like how like hard I guess it would be to like continue making stuff like with bad feedback. And I know there's a lot of people who like have gone, most artists probably have gone through that, like or it's like mostly negative feedback, but they just keep like progressing and putting stuff out until until, you know, they end up making something that's like exactly in their image that they've always wanted to make.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you, I don't know if you've gone through much of it. I actually never asked this question, but it's interesting me to ask now because I actually never asked this, but how do you, deal with like negative feedback? Like, have you dealt with much of it at all, or how do you feel like you deal with that? Like, not negative in the sense of like non-constructive, but how do you feel like somebody coming at you with like constructive criticism of something that, you know, they don't like about a song or something like that?
People tell me, I mean, it just depends on who it is. Like, people close to me might tell me they don't like this and that or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could like hurt a little bit, but when I listen to it myself, then I like it. So it's like I don't really care what you think, but at the same time, like I do listen to it, and I really just think about what they're capable of. Like, are you capable of doing this yourself? Like, what is your taste like in music? So. Then it can affect you if they start telling you how they want to do things. And so when I make something, I just try to put it into my image. Like, so if they criticize me, if I got any negative feedback, I usually just, I don't know, we just roll off the punches because we know, like, really, we just know we the best. Like,
yeah,
we just feel that we're not even at our peak, so why should we be worried about like negative feedback? And nobody can discourage us. Nobody has anything on us. Nobody can beat us up, so none of that matters at all. Yeah. I need to be sure.
ain't even worried about it though. Saw the shit coming and just stayed to myself. Yeah, what it is, shawty.
Hoe ass nigga talking, leave a nigga in the past. Screw a nigga noggin, then I got a blast. Beat that pussies up, do the dash to the cash. How you gon' eat if you sittin' on your ass? I was worried about these hoes, they ain't give a fuck about me. Money don't rest, so Quavy can't sleep. I think I got it, something, yeah, my little cousin selling peas. Bad bitch, double D, she gon' eat me till I'm sleep. Bitch, I'm tryna elevate, in the cash all I need. You can keep the fame, I just wanna live free. This bogus ass system built up against me. Coolin' in the cut when the season OGs. When I come out, all these bitches know what's up. I see niggas watching my swag and tryna keep up. Shorty set on fire, so I gotta keep it up. Ain't holding at these niggas' neck, I ain't letting up. Hoe that nigga talking, leave a nigga in the past. Screw a nigga, nah, gay, then I got a blast. Beat that pussy up, do the dash to the cash. How you gon' eat if you sitting on your ass? Give me my respect, give me all my clout. Niggas looking up to me, but I ain't looking down. Pretty young nigga, shorty like the way I sound. Pretty young nigga, double back and double down, best up.
I think that's a healthy mindset to have. Like, that's a balance, you know. People that you care about, obviously, you know, maybe take their feedback into account, maybe try to improve on it, but you can still be like, oh, well, I still like it, you know, even if you think that, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely how I usually try to do it. But really, I don't get really any much negative feedback from my sisters or my family or friends or anything. They usually like it.
Yeah.
And they might tell me some little thing, but other than that, they usually like it, so that energizes us, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. Your, like, influences, like, sort of leak through in that you make really, like, different stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool, because, like, hearing your influences and hearing, like, Benny's influences, like, people might just think Benny is, like a hard rapper, you know, like on some 21 type shit, but he, you know what I'm saying, he listens to like more music than like some of my, like any of my friends, like a lot of people I know, like he listens to more types of music than like a lot of people, I think most people. And I think people wouldn't really think that about him, because I'll catch him listening to Gorillaz, I'll catch him listening to Tyler, I'll catch him listening to, you know, like Moneybagg Yo or something like that. I'll catch him listening to like some old school shit or like some TLC. Like, he listens to so much stuff. I think that does like show through in y'all's music and, you know, definitely y'all's like beat choices and stuff like that. What y'all make.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what is. I can never listen to that amount of music. Like, he listens to so much stuff. It's like, what the heck? I literally listen to nothing at all. Like, my musical, like, choices is so closed-minded. Like, I don't like anybody's music like that. So, it's just different people have different passions about it. Like,
sure.
Different. Some people want to make it. Some people want to learn what inspired it, like,
yeah.
And I think it's all equally as important, because you pass on things to other people. Like, what you're doing could inspire somebody else, like, and that's what's crazy about it. Like, I got inspired from a XXXTentacion, however you say it, video, like, of an interview. Like, how did I get inspired from this dude in Florida? Like, so that really inspired me, and then I passed it on to my friends, and that's just really how inspiration works. It's just infectious. So anything you're doing could really inspire like one little small mind.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, with inspiration, Like, I feel like, I don't know about with you, but for me, like, I don't know how your work ethic is with, like, making stuff. Like, if you feel like, do you feel like it's, like, better to just always make music, or do you sort of like to just feel that inspiration and then do it?
I feel like it's better to always make music, because you can be consistent and you can really just make some good stuff. But
yeah,
there's a balance, like, to where you just overwhelm yourself of, and then you'll create, like, if you get really good, honestly, your creativity could be like, it could fail, and you can make more music than you are creative with the music. So
yeah,
you just really gotta find a balance, and yeah, that's all really, like, because you can just be so good as an artist, but not really be good, like, in terms of, like, creating that vibe and that feel, because you just, mm-hmm. you ran yourself dry, like,
mm-hmm.
So really, I think it's best to just do it when you feel it, like, yeah, when you feel inspired, and everybody has those random bursts of, like, spurts of inspired, yeah, so,
yeah, inspiration. Because that's always seen, like, with me, I sort of operate under, like, what you said, I get those random spurts, but then, like, sometimes if I like try to make a song but I'm not feeling it, then it just seems forced, you know, to me. Like, it seems really forced. Like, even sometimes I'll go ahead and do it. Like, I'll be like, you know what, like, whatever, like, even if it feels forced, I'm just gonna make this, and then I'll send it to somebody and they like it a lot. So it's so weird, like, you never know. You really just never know.
So yeah, sometimes you gotta make, like, it just depends. Sometimes you gotta make yourself do it, because there's a point where things get forced, and sometimes it's, you just lazy. So you gotta realize you're being lazy, mm-hmm. and push past that little, I guess,
barrier.
Stop. It's like an invisible barrier. It's just like, I don't want to do this, but I kind of want to do this. Like, my mind's telling me, but my body's telling me I don't want to sit up and do this. So. Yeah.
And it's funny, because, like, you might start making it, and then you don't even think about that anymore. It's just, like, starting to get it done.
Like, approach anxiety. That's all. It's all it really is.
Yeah.
Just getting started and getting everything set up to where you can. Cause it takes energy to listen to stuff, making stuff, like, so that's really what people don't think it. People think everything is easy, like, with music. No, like, it's tiring. You know how tiring it is to record, or sit up and make a beat for hours, like.
Yeah, listening to the same beat over and over again.
Yo, it's freaking takes a toll.
And then you might, I know sometimes, like, I'll make something and at first I'm super feeling it. And then you start listening to it so much, by the end of it, you're like, this is eh. Like, I don't know if you've done that before, but, like, I've really liked something at the start. And then, like, by the end of me, like, finishing it, I'm thinking, like, it's okay, personally, or something like that. And then again, like, I've done that same thing, and then I'll send it to somebody, and then they're like, I really like this a lot. But you just never know. You really just never know how stuff is.
It's just gonna turn out. Say, what are you gonna say?
Oh, no, I was just saying, that's just, like, you never, I said it's just a test to, like, show, like, you just never know, like, how stuff is gonna end up turning out and being perceived.
So. Yeah, I agree. I think you just really have to put yourself out there. So, like, for me, it's like, I might send people stuff to see what they think of it. If I don't really like it like that, or I might play it to Benny and he might like it, and then it might change my mind a little bit. Be like, okay, maybe I should work with this, even though I don't really like it that much. But then I come to like it because I see how people like it. It's like, how do you like this so much? So it's like, once you see what it does, people, sometimes you might like it a little bit more. It's like, okay, I like this, but I don't really like it. So it's like in a different box, but it's still important because somebody likes it. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to. What are you about to say?
Oh, no. You finish your thought. My bad.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I try to. I don't know. I try to keep an open mind when it comes to what I like and what I don't like. Because if you, like, you really, you, it's an intense feeling when you know you don't like something. So
That's all I was just saying.
Like, it's very intense when you know you don't like it. But you can have indecisiveness, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's when you get the feedback.
Yeah. I think what I was going to say is, like, I think that's why, like, reactions are so big. Like, because you see, like, a lot of, like, I don't know if you, like, ever watch, like, reactions on YouTube and stuff. Is yeah, because I feel like people always end up liking a song more if they see somebody else enjoying it. Like, they're more likely to enjoy a song if they see somebody else enjoying it, whether they like it or not.
Definitely.
Like, I've watched, you know, like, Cardi reactions and stuff just because they're funny. But then, like, people who don't like him will be like, okay, like, if somebody's, like, going crazy listening to the song and they're like, okay, this song's kind of hard. Okay, like, this one. Because, you know, like, with Cardi, it's like either you love him or you hate him. There's people who either, like, love him or there's people who hate him. And so it's always funny to see, like, people's reactions to those, like, songs, because you're gonna get one end or the other. And then, like, it's funny to see, like, whenever somebody is reacting to it positively, there's way more, like, the comments are just filled with people, you know what I'm saying, being like, I don't even like him, but this song is kind of hard.
It could be either or. It just depends on. Sometimes you convince people to like something.
Mm-hmm. Or you show somebody a part of it that you might not have thought about.
Yeah. See, you know what it is? I think we subconsciously like things because other people like them, or dislike them because other people dislike them. And I don't know how that works, but, like, I just think about culture, period. Like, for me personally, I think about how, I don't know, this is totally unrelated, but black women, like, dark-skinned women, like, we've been taught, like, not to like dark-skinned women, like,
yeah, weird.
And so everybody subconsciously don't like dark-skinned women, but there are people who do. Like, once you get out of their minds, I don't know, once you get away from their mindset, you can really just see things for what they are. And so I don't know, but personally, I don't know. I just feel like people dislike things because other people dislike things, and it's not fair. But it's just the way things work. I don't know. It's just
it's ridiculous
psychology.
And I think there's people, like, sometimes who are the opposite of that. So, like, they'll disingenuously dislike something just because a lot of people like it, and then they'll like something that not a lot of people like because of the novelty of that. You know?
Yeah.
There's those people too.
Yeah, I think I'm more of that person. Yeah. I don't really listen to new music because everybody seems to like it. Like, if I hear it and I end up liking it, then it's like, okay, I like it. But I'm not going to listen to it unless it's my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't like what other people like. Like, I usually just don't. It just seems so corny to me to follow the culture. So I try to, I don't know. I've never been like that. I've always just did my own thing. And I appreciate people who do, because it just shows who's original and who's just a follower. And I don't blame people for being followers, because everybody can't be a leader. Everybody can't think for themselves.
Yeah. I think, personally, like, I still think those people are necessary, right? Because you never know. I think whenever people say leaders and followers, right? Like, I think a lot of times some people don't realize that it's situational. Like, saying that is situational. It's not like an all around term. So, like, you could be, you never know. Like, there's a lot of like musical followers. But then you might not know, like, they might be like a leader in athleticism or something, you know, or yeah, they might be a leader in theatrics or art, or, like, you know, somebody might, you know, be like my favorite, my top five rappers is like Drake, Tupac, Biggie. Just everybody who everybody says is relative. It should be in your top five instead of like having your own opinion and who you genuinely like more. That yeah. person can be, you know what I'm saying, a leader in something else.
And yeah, definitely.
So everybody I think is a leader and a follower in some extent. But yeah, it's like it's what you, I think the difference is how you live and how you like portray yourself. Now, maybe not portray yourself to people, but how you hold those values and use them in your life.
Yeah, I think portray yourself is perfect what you said, because like some people are very confident followers, like they project it onto other people and they bash other people they don't like. Like, you can't be like that. Like, people let people like what they like, dislike what they like. So mm-hmm. I feel like the way you portray yourself as a follower is what's, like, if you like something, it's nothing wrong with liking something. It's mm-hmm. just, you cannot be mad at other people because they don't like it. You can't yeah. force this on the people. You can show, you can put them on, try to see if they like it. But you can't be mad at them for not liking it.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at somebody for being original and liking something different. Like, you like rock music, like, ew. Like, come on. No, yeah. you can't. You gotta accept, and what's important is it's always those people who, like, I'm gonna see what that's like, just to see why they like it, and mm. that's when you catch other people onto the to things. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, exactly. I think that's well said. As far as like that goes, because I've always like. Maybe like not struggled, but I've always wondered, like, when I listen to something, like, sometimes you might catch yourself like you see like memes of people being like Cardi fans, like forcing themselves to like his verse on Meh or whatever, like you see like memes of that and stuff. And sometimes like I think people would be disingenuous to say that they haven't like done that to some extent with a song, because they've been looking forward to it and it might not be as good as they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But they like they'll still be like, you know, like, I like it. Even if it's not, even if they actually want to criticize it more than they.
Yeah, they'll settle for it. So yeah, I agree with that too.
But then, like, it's also weird to force that on people when that's genuinely not how they think. Like, with me personally, I don't, like, I did like Meh, like, At Meh or whatever. I liked it, and it wasn't, like, a thing where I'm, like, it wasn't, like, you know, an amazing song to me, like, a 10 out of 10 or nothing, but it was enjoyable, and it's, like, a fun song to listen to me, genuinely.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird to, like, push the opposite of that. Or, like, saying that you're forcing yourself to like it on other people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's yeah, just, I say... That might just be social media and just how people act crazy on there. And they feel entitled to say whatever they want.
Yeah, and then some people just take offense to it. But
yeah,
personally, I think I like At Me, but I don't like Baby Voice Cardi that much, because I feel like I like what he used to be, like how he was. So it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for me to accept how things. That's really people's problem. Like, they used to what was, and not they can't accept change. So maybe that's what he want to create, and it's not bad necessarily. It's just not what. It's not as good as what I. It's not my preference.
Yeah. So that's the difference in being like. I think that's the difference in just being like, I wish he just made all his old music, and then realizing that he might just want to be changing it up, and it's just not my preference right now, you know?
Exactly. Like, maybe that time is gone. Maybe I need to find a new artist.
Yeah. Like, that's all you got to do. But people will, you know, try to forcefully try to change people. And I think that's like this like right now what's going on with Cardi is like how like I think a lot of people felt about Tyler in like Cherry Bomb era, because like that's a very like that album has a huge, you know, I guess like love and hate relationship with his fans, I guess. Like there's people who like really, really love, that's like their favorite album of him. And then there's people who think that's like his worst album. And like, and that's how, you know, that personally, that like I didn't really, really dislike it, but that album is like the least listened to album of all of his albums for me. Like I don't think it's his worst album. I think as far as like replayability and like, you know, longevity, it has more longevity than Goblin does. But like I at the time I just didn't prefer it like I did, you know, Wolf or like some of the other stuff I had listened to. Except some of the songs on there I like more than a lot of other songs on there. That album was just really all over the place for me. And I think a lot of people like try to be
they
like
put it chaotic energy. Some people just don't.
Yeah. Some people, it's not even that I thought the chaotic energy of it was bad, because at the same time, like, I'm listening to, like, Death Grips and stuff. And so that like, chaotic energy is all over that. Or, like, even, like, if you, like, I listened to, like, during that time I listened, that's, like, when I found, like, MF Doom and, like, Madlib and stuff like that. And so, like, those guys, like, they, even though it's, like, more subtle, but there's a lot of chaotic energy going on with, like, sounds and shit, like, in their stuff. So it wasn't that.
You
it was
used to that from new.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, whenever I'm listening to, like, the Tyler, it's not that I dislike how it jumps around everywhere. It's just that the particular sounds that it jumps around to just didn't appeal to me as much. And so a lot of people want to act like they switch up, or what, like fans switch up or whatever. People don't like stuff just because people say it's bad or whatever. When it's like, I don't even think it's bad. Like, I don't, to me personally, I don't know about you, but I can't like if I see, if it seems like there was an effort to make something that they, like if there was an intention behind it, I can't necessarily say like the music is just bad. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think it's the same way for me too, because I can't really say it's bad, and I'm not really a say something is bad type of person. Like,
yeah.
I'm really open. So unless it's just like, you just know if it's just bad, but
yeah,
like I feel like it's very, if you like it, like you said, if it has an intention behind it, then you kind of understand. You just understand. That's all you can do. Even if you don't necessarily appeal to it, or like, magnetism is a big thing in music. So if it don't appeal to you, if you don't have replay value, and you just don't come back to it, then you just don't like it. But that don't mean it's not good. Like, it can still be good. Like, and personally, like, I'm glad you said this, because people say that they don't like Party's new music, but I literally, like, I love all his new music, because he's changing. So, but people, they're stuck on how he used to be, and I see the change and the, like, progress and everything, and I hear the lyrics. I'm not really, so I can't say it's bad. Like, I can never say anything he's made is bad, because I see the intention behind it. Like, I understand what he's talking about and what he's referring to, and how he made the music and the production. Like, I just really understand him as an artist. So I think everybody has that artist where it's just like, they can do no wrong, but you might not necessarily like everything they do.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's, yeah. Like I definitely see that. And it's, that's exactly like how I feel about like a lot of people think that like the newer music that like Doom is making and stuff, like MF Doom or like who else can I say? I can't necessarily like think of anybody that I listen to on a daily basis where they're like, I don't like his new music, but I like it. I don't know, I guess I could just say Cardi, like, again. Like, it's not that I think the baby voice is, like, amazing or anything, but it's just fun. Like, it serves its purpose to me, you know?
Like, it definitely does.
The purpose of it is just to be fun and, like, catchy, and it is, like, as funny as it might, like, sound sometimes, it's, like, catchy, and, like, the melodies that he does. Even if you think it's like bad singing or it's ridiculous, it's catchy. And it, even if sometimes I am like not necessarily like laughing at it, but like I think it's funny, or like I'm having fun with it. Like it serves its purpose to me, and I like it because of that. And people act like you can't listen to music that way.
Yeah, everybody want to take things so seriously. Like it's so fun to me. Like trying to sing that car. I don't know what he's saying. But when I hear that, when I listen to the song, I like Drake verse more. But yeah. I always listen for Cardi's because it's just fun saying, I don't know, it's just, it turns you up. And, like, something inside of you, it's, I don't know. Yeah. It just appeals to you.
I think, like, Tyler, like, had a really good analogy where he said that, like, Cardi's voice is like a go-kart.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, makes you feel like you're driving in a go-kart. I feel like it's, like, a perfect...
analogy for it just turns me up. It's like, what the freak is this? Like, it's like a melody in your soul kind of thing.
I really felt Cardi when he said, like, you know, unintelligible.
Unintelligible. He said that?
No. No, I'm just saying you can't, like, a lot of people just say, that's like a meme, I guess, Cardi, like, people say I really felt him when he said, and then you just like you're just nothing, because you don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, I definitely seen old me.
Yeah, like no, like that, you know that, like people with him, like, and then like you said, like, you know, people just hate, like, because they're so like you said, like they're so, I guess maybe traditionally listening to music, that like they hear it. And then they're like, this is objectively not good. Like, maybe it isn't. Like, maybe I can agree with somebody being like, this is objectively not well-structured music, like, as far as his flow and singing is. But it doesn't matter to me. Like, that doesn't matter to me. To me, it's good as long as I have fun listening to it, or I have a certain feeling. If I enjoy listening to it, you know? Whether it's objectively good or bad, I think that the music serves its purpose whenever you enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, definitely. I just think some people look for different things in music. Yeah, like they look for things that relate to them. And when I hear the baby voice, when I hear new Cardi, he don't really relate to me that much as much as old Cardi. So that's what takes the soul out of it. And some people don't like that. And I don't like it either, but if you take a fun standpoint about it and just look at it from a different standpoint, like say you heard that in a party, it's gonna turn you up. But if you're in your room, you sad, you wanna hear it, like something that's gonna make you feel better, like or relate to how you feeling, it's not gonna do it. Like it's gonna be like turn that crap off.
Imagine listening to at me while you're depressed in your room by yourself. That sounds awful.
But it's pretty mellow though. It's just it might turn you up a little bit, but it's not gonna relate to you. You feel me?
See, like I guess with me, is that I think maybe like people. I think, and I guess I won't. I'm not gonna speak for everyone, but I feel like most people, like you said, like they'll look for music for different things, right? Or for certain things. But then, like, I think people pigeonhole themselves whenever they look for one certain thing in all music. Like, I don't listen to Cardi for crazy, like, for the same feeling that I listen to for Madlib or Freddie Gibbs or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't. I like Freddie.
Yeah, like Freddie, like I don't listen to the both of them for the same reasons. They might, but the thing is, crazy thing is, like I might get hype over, like, you know, I might get the same amount of hype over both things, but it's based off of different emotions, you know?
Yeah.
And I think people like maybe need to diversify themselves in that aspect. Like, I think people don't do that as much.
They look to, I think it's really because people look to, they look to one artist to just give them everything they feel.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
I mean, it's, I don't think that's a wrong feeling because I had, like, personally, I have an artist that appeals to, like, all my senses. Like, he has a song for everything. That's Party, of course. So, like, but some people don't have that artist yet, so they looking for it. And sometimes when their favorite artist puts out something that don't appeal necessarily appeal to how, like, everything else they felt from that artist. So it's like, it's just relative. Like, your music taste has changed over years, but you might still like some of the same artists.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just really just how you are. Like, is it me personally? It's just like a mental aspect. Like, can I? Is this a soundtrack to my life that I'm going through right now? Like, that's all it is to me. I don't know if other people think like this, but is this a soundtrack to my life? Like, is, say I'm going through a bad breakup or something. Is this soundtrack telling me everything, like making sense of everything I'm feeling?
Yeah.
So that's what I look for in my music, but I mean, like, the music that I hear. So that's just me personally.
I'm going to ask you one quick thing just to wrap everything up. Just, where people can get your stuff.
You can follow me on Twitter at Quavy's Universe, Quavy's Universe, and on Instagram at Quavy's Universe, and that's all. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I just spend a bag on my fit check, got my kicks. I can't trust no bitch when I'm down, they be switch. Went from rockin' off brand clothes or rockin' Ricky. Niggas out here looking for a meal, I need like 50. You can't really judge me cause you don't know my struggle. If I say I love you, I ain't letting up. Real solid nigga, body hoes, I get no fucks. Shawty caught my vibe, now she can't get enough. Up the pole for you, hold it down for you, do some time for you. Now it's fuck you, I can't trust you. All this fake shit, I shouldn't have gave my love to you. I'm on go for you, up the pole for you, hold it down for you, do some time for you. Now it's fuck you, I can't trust you. All this fake shit, I shouldn't have gave my love to you.
Girl, you had me stressing. I just need a blessing. I was broken like a mirror. All I seen was your reflections. Had me thinking about some shit. It with my mind, it was temptation. Exit out my life, no hezzy. Yeah, her, but I can't stress it. I need like 50 in my bag. I just go dumb when I get mad. Splurging money just to keep my demons from getting mad. Coast to coast on private jet, no need for 9/11. Keep me going up, break that bank, I'ma stack it to the heavens. Ain't no ceiling, I can't level, bitch, it just ain't in me. I'ma hold it down till I feel you start to switch. I'ma hold it down, you start to switch.
I'm on go for you, up the pole for you, hold it down for you, do some time for you. Now it's fuck you, I can't trust you. All this fake shit, I shouldn't have gave my love to you. I'm on go for you, up the pole for you, hold it down for you, do some time for you. Now it's fuck you, I can't trust you. All this fake shit, I shouldn't have gave my love to you.